In this bulletin, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg hails tonight's federal budget as being surprise-filled. Interest rates remain unchanged, and Commonwealth Games athletes to receive millions of dollars in funding for the 2022 Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is set to deliver the first budget surplus in 12 years. The budget is expected to see a boost in infrastructure spending, an increase in personal tax cuts, and some direct payments for voters to address cost of living concerns. The budget is set to play a key role in the May election, which could be called in the coming days, with the coalition looking to sway voters after recent opinion polls have consistently shown they're headed to a defeat. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the budget will set Australia up for the next decade.
Tonight, we will deliver the first surplus in more than a decade. It's the product of responsible decisions, difficult but necessary decisions. Discipline when it comes to budget management is absolutely important, because if we can get debt under control, we can ensure more spending on the essential services that people need and deserve.
Labor leader Bill Shorten says it's the mining industry and Australian workers who've done the hard work as the Treasurer prepares to release a budget that's in surplus. Mr. Shorten has accused the Coalition of playing catch-up on Labor's tax policies. He says he isn't convinced this budget will mean much.
If we have a surplus, I'm not going to thank the government, I'm going to thank the Australian people. And we thank our export resources industry. But let's see, and you know, we'll be constructive. But let's just call it what it is, people. This government's had 6 years. What is it that they say they can do in the next 6 weeks that in the previous 6 years they didn't do? There's been too much instability. Three Liberal Prime Ministers, 13 energy policies, 22 reshuffles. Now they want at 5 minutes to midnight to get you to forget all the chaos.
The Reserve Bank has kept the official interest rate at a record low 1.5%. The decision not to move rates, made at the bank's monthly meeting, was widely expected. The Australian dollar has remained largely unchanged by the interest rate announcement. Overseas, jury selection has begun in the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer who fatally shot an unarmed Australian woman after she called emergency services to report a possible sexual assault behind her home. 33-year-old Muhammad Noor is charged in the July 2017 death of Justine Ruscek-Demond. Prosecutors have charged Mr. Noor with second-degree intentional murder, third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter, saying there's no evidence Mr. Noor faced a threat that justified deadly force. One of Justine's former neighbours, Catherine Hamburg, has been rallying for justice outside the court.
Former police officer Mohammed Noor shot and killed our neighbour Justine, July 15, 2017. He was responding to the 911 call that she had placed to report a possible sexual assault in the alley behind her home. As his trial begins today, we are glad that Officer Noor is being prosecuted and hope that he is held accountable for his crimes.
United States President Donald Trump wants to cut the unemployment rate amongst ex-prisoners in the US to single digits within 5 years. Mr. Trump says he wants to follow up criminal justice reform with effort that helps federal inmates find jobs after they leave prison. His budget is proposing more than $700 million to help prisoners succeed after their release. Mr. Trump says the US government will encourage employers to hire people with past criminal records, giving them a second chance.
Our bond with our fellow citizens is what stitches us together as one united nation, sharing one common destiny. We will achieve our goal by encouraging employers to adopt second chance hiring practices. That's a movement that's very, very in vogue.
Commonwealth Games Australia has announced a $13 million funding package to assist athletes and officials with preparations for the 2022 Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. The funding includes $2 million in direct athlete support for the final 18 months leading into the Games. The remaining $11 million will fund initiatives which the CGA says will contribute to Australia being the leading medal holder in the 18 sports in Birmingham. Athletics is the top recipient and will receive close to $450,000, followed by cycling, basketball and swimming, which will all receive more than $300,000. Wrestling receives the least at just over $91,000, with other money set aside for contingency and scholarships. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth is expecting a shower or two and 29. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 29 degrees. Becoming cloudy in Melbourne, 25. Hobart, a shower or two clearing, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 25. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 24. Sydney, mostly sunny, 25. Similar in Newcastle, 26. A shower or two clearing in Brisbane and 28. Cairns, a shower or two becoming windy and 30. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.